Guys, welcome back to another installment of It Figures.
It's Pixel Dirt.
You already host a podcast. Why you gotta do that?
Because I'm gonna do about six more, so I figure why not just add this one.
Good God.
Okay, fair enough. What's going on, guys? We're here for another episode of It Figures.
What? You sound so happy about it.
I've lost my hype. Dirt took it from me. I got it now.
Okay, here. Okay, we'll just start over. Pretend like that never happened. Just
okay. This is like a really odd huddle.
We have to all be on the same side of the mic. Okay. What are we doing?
Go.
Hey, guys. Welcome. It's just not the sound.
Yeah,
it's,
I can't do it. Okay.
It's forced now. It's forced.
It's forced.
Awesome. My plan is complete.
It's been ruined. So, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Not I gotta much. Go. I'm
you
done.
Gotta go.
Fine. Yeah, see you later.
So you came and spoiled my intro, and now you're leaving?
Fine, I'll say.
Lost is on here soon, man. He's gotta go.
What are you doing? It's called positioning.
Oh.
Oh, you gotta make sure you're the loudest of all of us? You gotta be the
Well, no, he is the softest, actually. He probably should be closest.
That's because I'm too laid back to care.
Laid back guy. Yeah. Laid back killing.
Hey, man, my house is on fire, and I think my car just blew up, and, yeah, so what's going on, guys?
Yeah.
something like that.
Alright, so maybe we should talk toys.
So, we actually got quite a bit of news to talk about today.
Some interesting news,
Yeah, apparently all the Undertaker figures at Walmart burned up yesterday. I don't know what happened. They just all...
Oh, did that actually happen?
I'm sorry, too soon?
Did the pyro guy walk into Toys R Us and light all the Undertakers on fire?
Apparently.
But you missed that.
What does that even mean?
Undertaker got caught on fire.
I thought he was skipping or running. No, I didn't know what was going on.
No, it was confirmed.
I saw it.
We saw it.
It was confirmed.
I watched him burst into flames.
No. I confirmed it today.
Oh, you confirmed it?
Did not have
I was thinking maybe he just wanted to see how it felt for Kane. I don't know.
Good call.
Kane's getting him back.
Maybe.
After all these years, you're going to know what it's like to burn me in a house.
Everybody's
like, I don't even know what that means.
It's a stunt. He's going to become king. This is where the groundwork gets laid.
Maybe he'll put the mask
on. Does that mean he's going to stop wrestling good, too?
He's going to vote libertarian.
So anyway, this is not the wrestling radio podcast. We need to talk about some toys.
Let's start with wrestling toys.
We actually can start with some wrestling toys, actually.
Yeah. I like wrestling. Let's talk about all the great wrestling toys coming out.
No, we're not going to talk about all the great stuff. We're actually going to talk about a bit of new news that popped up today that actually Killen found out about first, and then I've already started seeing it pop up online.
What is it about?
I didn't think it was real, so I waited until Pixel Steve told me. And then I'm like, yeah, I knew. The Luchador figures from Playmates.
The AAA?
Yep. Seem to be canceled, I guess, maybe. Or on hold.
We just saw these figures at Toy Fair.
Yep.
Diamond was showing them off for Playmates.
They had
and
the two,
and
right?
I ordered them.
They had La Parca Jr. and Dr. Wagner Jr.
And now Playmates has announced that line is also on hold for 2010.
So Diamond sends me an email. Thanks for placing your order. You have zero on order. I'm like, what? No, that's wrong.
Because I wanted a whole case of that just for me.
And you know what happened? This is how it happened last time during the
Little Big Planet.
Yeah, exactly same
just
scenario.
Just like a Little Big. Okay. So now, joining Turtles? Ninja Turtles and Star Trek is the AAA.
AAA.
The AAA figures. That is three toy lines.
Was there only
from
two?
Playmates.
I thought there was like four.
I think there's only two on display.
Yeah.
But there was like a whole series. They only had two of the figures on display.
I swear I saw more.
Okay, maybe you did.
Maybe they were in a different booth.
Maybe I lied. I don't know.
Maybe. Either way.
I'm still upset about
Lego. This just once again adds more to our crazy Playmates puzzle we've been putting together over the last several weeks.
Dun, dun, dun.
They're canceling lines left and right. We found out that Diamond's their official distributor now. I mean, like... This is really weird. It's getting weirder and weirder every week, it seems. There's just always something else. I mean, it almost makes you wonder what the next announcement's going to be.
You know what? Let's just call them.
Just call inmates. Let's call them. Find out what's going on.
Say, hey, what's going on? You guys doing all right?
Yeah. Thank you for calling Playmates Toys. We're not affiliated with the Playboy Mansion. Stop asking.
That'd be weird.
Maybe they should make Playboy toys.
They have. They've done that before, right?
Well, I guess they did.
They were porn star toys, right?
No, it was Playmates, and they were all anatomically correct.
You could take their clothes off.
Yeah.
I remember those.
Do you remember those?
Your six-inch figures?
I didn't own
Mini Goodnights?
I didn't own them. Yes, actually.
You just rented them?
I rented them. Wow. Well, I only needed them for like a night or two, and then I was done with them, right?
Nice.
That's how you treat those women. Only in for a night.
Well,
I had to buy her dinner, watch a movie.
Am I wrong here? I mean, come on.
I don't know. I like to maybe let a couple days go by and do another night. You just want to reminisce. See if you can top the night before.
Jesus.
Then I'm like, you're done. It's like,
is that why you haven't brought the IF camera back yet?
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
You are the weakest link. Awesome. Well, that's a great topic.
Making babies.
So what else? Did they have other lines? Do Playmates have anything else?
They showed the Shrek stuff.
Shrek, iCarly.
And the iCarly stuff.
That's it.
I didn't see that. That is all Diamond.
Because Diamond had the Playmate stuff at their booth. Right. And that's all the Playmate stuff that they had. Yeah. They had the AAA figures, the Shrek stuff, and their iCarly crap. Huh. So
I was so tired as the guy was walking through the explaining everything, like I didn't see anything, and all of a sudden like random things would be like, oh, in focus, and then I'd be like, oh, look at that,
you're a good reporter.
Well, it's like the Ghostbuster sign. I was like, oh, Ghostbuster sign, yeah.
That was the coolest thing at that booth. They had a lot of cool stuff.
They had it on the ground, so you could trip over it, like I thought it was a broken fixture at first, and then like, oh, you could buy that.
It was cool.
And by the way, I didn't see it on my order sheet. I'm really concerned.
Well, we'll see when the report comes.
Okay.
Hopefully we get it.
I need it.
Ooh, do we have more Maddie Digital River news?
Yeah.
I'm done with that.
Yeah!
We do.
Let's complain about the same thing that we talk about every week. repeat.
Actually, this one's not really a people complaining thing. I just wanted to touch on the big announcement that came out from Maddie, not from Toy Guru. Wait, or any specific person.
May I point out that he's doing the quote things with his fingers that doesn't really come up in a podcast?
Isn't that all the same thing?
It came from Maddie. No,
is a separate department.
No, that's that. No, they get to no. Maddie the person, Maddie the mascot, is the one that posted this news. It's like Mattel does that when they don't want to actually,
have somebody responsible for the statement.
How can you type wearing that huge head?
So Maddie put out this big thing that basically said, blame Digital River for everything, which, good. We all know. We know how bad Digital River is, and it's nice that it's nice that they will acknowledge the fact that they screwed up in going to Digital River. Because they've actually said 100% Digital River did not come through with the bandwidth that Mattel has been promised. So, and they went on to blame them for all the other shipping problems and the weird cart problems and everything. So, on one hand, I'm like, well, it's good that Mattel's acknowledging this. On the other hand, it's like, way to try to pass the buck, Mattel.
Here's Mattel going, hey, we know. Well, great, then change. For God's sakes, exactly. Go like, with someone else.
Thanks for telling us what we already know. Now tell us what you're going
to
do about it.
We've begun to understand that the people that we've contracted to do this just really aren't up for the task and can't handle it. So we're going to give them another shot and see if they can figure it out.
Well, the guys at Digital River are like, hey, you know that thing we screw up every month? Let's not worry about it.
Now,
hey Bob, did you upgrade those servers yet? No.
Actually, I took one down.
Now, there is a little bit of good news coming out, because apparently they are doing something about it. Even though their announcement didn't say they were doing anything about it, I got on He-Man.org's boards today and found out that a whole bunch of people over there have been getting phone calls from Digital River all day saying, hey, we noticed that you tried to place an order for Battle Cat and or Trapjaw and your cart errored out. We have a bunch of them sitting on reserve, which is what they keep like 5% back for
mistakes,
returns, replacements, and they're allowing people to buy from that. So several people today have been able to order their Battle Cat and their Trapjaw and have already gotten their shipping notification for it.
That's good.
So Digital River is actually picking up the phone and calling people.
I'll take 10.
And selling them the figures that they were supposed to get, and they're only limiting 2 per person.
That seems like a very scam, you know what I mean? Like, why are you calling me?
Well,
we happen to notice that you tried to order this.
Yeah. This is your river. Oh, really?
Well,
because you're reliable.
Yeah, exactly. No, I believe you. I believe you're Digital River. Doesn't mean you're reliable. How do I know you're not going
to
steal my money?
This is how you know it's Digital River. In a minute of them talking to you, the phone hangs up. Like, oh,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That was them. No, that was definitely them.
No, no, this is Pedro Daniels. Is that correct? Or Pedro Daniels? No, it's Pixel Dan. Pedro Daniels. Okay, Pedro. We've got your order.
And then they pull up your childhood address. Like, how'd you get that?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, right? Or they go, oh, we're sorry about the mistakes. Would you like to order a Battle Cat? Yeah, go ahead and put me down for two. Oh, we're trying to put it in our cart, but we can't. It just kicked it out. I don't know. We'll have to call you back later. Bye. Like, oh, great. Thanks, guys.
They just pull up their website.
Yeah, they pull up their own website and try to order. Oh, it says they're sold out. We don't know what to do.
Or they realize, call me. Like, wow. They realize they messed up. Yeah, they realize they messed up. They're on the phone with you, and like, they're getting really weird. And like, did you call me? Like, yeah. No, you called me.
Three egg rolls and two kung pao chicken.
What's happening right now?
What?
I want the guy that has Tourette's. That's the guy I want.
Oh my god. Okay.
Or just the guy from our YouTube thread.
So, anyway.
Oh, there we go with that.
We'll get to that guy later. Yes. Don't worry about it. We're going to talk about that guy. So, yeah, anyway, all joking aside, it seems like they're actually doing something, and that's cool. And it makes me wonder if Mattel really did go, look, guys. You need to do something about this or we're gone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Where are they going to go, though? I mean,
well, I'm sure there's other companies.
I'm sure there's other people.
There's got to be, yeah.
Well, who does Hasbro use?
Yeah, within 30 days,
Hasbro?
You got to switch over?
Well, that's true. I mean, maybe they gave them a date. Maybe they were like, look, you fix this by this date or we're out of here. Yeah. I don't know.
Because I'm telling you.
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
They're doing something about it.
The Pop Culture Network can handle those orders.
Oh, well.
You're going to have to put in about 40 servers.
You know what? You send me an email. And I'll get back to you. That's how it works.
Send me an email. I'll get back.
That way you don't have to. We pre-order it all.
It's only pre-order.
We're not going to do that. You got 20 minutes to order crap. You're going to send me an email, say you want it, and you send me your information, and then when I get it, I'll send it to you. Easy. Done.
Just like that.
You can pre-order all the way up until as many figures as they have made.
Like, why can't you place your order now for next year's figures?
I don't know.
Yeah,
so that way they have the numbers.
It doesn't make sense. I mean...
Well, it takes us a year, then do it a year in advance.
Yeah, they always give those reasons without actually giving a reason, you know what I mean? And that's one of the things that I actually will fault Mattel for.
Here's the problem, is everything you're asking us to do takes work, and... you know how much time I spend deleting comments off our Facebook page? I don't have time to be trying to fix this ordering problem.
I'll delete those.
It's a corporate world, so they keep everything simple. Simple is best, the policy, so there's no way they're going to complicate things. They're just going to make it as easy as possible. Every 15th, we're going to drop the items on the website. They sell out, we're done. There's no extras, there's no special orders, there's no... The subscription was probably like... What are you doing? Subscription? Yeah, let's try it out. Like, no, you're going to screw it up. We do this one way. The easy way.
There you go. Yes, and it's working so well.
Yeah, well.
So, some of the other things they touched on, though.
You still got all your stuff.
I just kind of, whatever. Sorry. I get my stuff.
It works. Right?
Yeah. Your stuff comes through a different way.
I mean, that's not completely true, because I actually did try to order stuff this time. I got just as screwed as everybody else, so...
Yeah, we heard about it last week from Scotty Cash.
Which, by the way, in case anybody wanted an update, those charges that were in my account fell off. I got it back, so... They charged me for two Battle Cats and two packs of stands that I didn't actually order, and it stayed in there for a week. Like, the money was gone and from my account for a week, and then it came back, so...
That's funny.
What are the prices of that stuff on eBay? Is it? I wonder if there's any money on that.
I haven't actually checked.
Because you'd be like... You charge me too? Give me them.
Go ahead and give it to me. You charge me for them. Well, that's the thing. Like, if they actually were going to send them to me, then I wouldn't have been too upset. I mean, it would have sucked that they would have taken money that I wasn't ready for them to, but it sucked that they took my money and held it for a week and then gave it back to me. It's like, thanks, jerks.
Yeah, that's even worse.
Like, I didn't actually even complete that order and you took my money. You know, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for punching me in my face.
Thanks for not giving my figures and stealing my money for a week.
Yeah, I'm going to punch you in the face. Don't worry, in a week you'll feel better.
Thanks. Yeah. So, and that was ridiculous.
The swelling to go down eventually.
That's the first time I've ever had that happen to me. That was ridiculous. But I know a lot of people had that happen.
Yeah,
and
that's crazy.
So I hope they fix that. Because if whoever's not going through, they should be taking
money. Hey, we got $35 million for no reason.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Wait a week. He'll be gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll fix itself. It's cool. It happens. Sometimes that happens. Thanks, guys.
Great.
Update their Pentium 1 server. It's time to go to 2. Get that MMX technology.
So some of the other things that was brought up in that in
our
that
whole
email,
network is running off an Ubuntu Linux Live CD.
They talked about like people complaining about sculpts of figures and how like they've tried to explain to us before that they tool those figures a good year in advance, and when it's an actual sculpting, they can't just once they've shown it to us, they've pretty much already gone into production on the figure, and they can't just turn around and re-sculpt an entire figure before it comes out.
Didn't we tell them that last week?
Well, and I think it's I'm reading this and I'm going, yeah,
duh.
I know. I don't know why nobody else understands that. People like to throw out these petitions like they're going to change the sculpt to something that's already been announced to come out next month. It's like, come on, guys, that's not going to happen.
I'm pretty sure they're only a couple months ahead, not a year. Did we ask him how far ahead?
Yeah.
No, they said were four figures ahead.
He said he was four figures ahead of what they showed us at the event.
Yeah.
So they're well ahead of themselves.
They're probably up through the end of the year.
How long does it really take to sculpt a figure? I mean, you got four guys.
Well, yeah, only
in a team.
Look, I would assume that you have to sculpt it and it has to go through an approval process. Then you have to fix things and it has to go through an approval process. And then when you finally get all that done, then it still has to go through, like, being tooled for manufacturing and adding articulation. I mean, it's a long process.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Plus, there's only two of them working on the line, and the other two are working on DC Universe.
Yeah, so I'm...
Because I'll be like, look, I'm a four horseman. This is what I got. Put in production.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Do it. Yeah. This is it. Do it. I'm out.
I'm going to Chuck E. Cheese.
I'm going to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. I want to go to
I'm
Chuck
in.
E. Cheese.
I'm in. Let's go now. Podcast over.
I don't know. Most of that, the whole announcement they went out, I was just like, I'm kind of glad Mattel's saying all this stuff. You know? I was like, good for them. Good for them. They're not saying anything wrong here. Whatever, they're going to ruffle some feathers. When don't they do that? You know, I mean, that's just kind of the way it goes. So what? That's my stance on the whole thing. I don't know.
Yeah, much love.
Much love. Yeah, much love.
He-Man from the streets. I don't know.
Him guy. From the streets.
Him guy's coming back. Yo, so if anybody wants to help me produce my He-Man knockoff Him Guy or my the super villain Skeletor, please hit me up at killin@popculturenetwork.com and we'll put those things in production.
That would be so cool. Oh, we got to draw some designs, though.
It's Skeletor. What do you have to draw?
We need designs for Him Guy.
Him Guy? It would just be New Adventures He-Man, shaded gray. Like
weird.
Yeah.
A gray New Adventures He-Man is Him Guy?
It's Him Guy.
Him Guy.
Okay.
And he wears a shirt that says, I'm with him. Or something like that. and it's an arrow pointing up to his own picture.
I'm with him.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. I want one. What is Skeletor? Just some dude? I'm Skeletor.
He's like, who was that guy on Jackass that wore the G-string and the bow tie?
Oh,
was
it Party Boy?
Party Boy.
He's like Party Boy.
Yep.
Good.
All right, that one I'll pass
on. No, I'm in.
Oh, it's Skeletor.
That's Skeletor.
He's a stripper slash scientist.
Yeah, his action
stripper slash scientist.
His action feature is hip.
So how are they?
It's paying them bills, man. Paying them bills.
So now
times
are
tough.
How do these actually look like knockoffs of He-Man and Skeletor? Then, if we're just
what do you mean? How do they look like them? They look like them.
They'll have that Remco body.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So they'll be built.
They'll be super huge.
I'm sorry. They'll be retro style.
Retro. Oh, retro style. Okay.
Yeah, they'll be great. Everybody love them.
All right. Okay, moving on.
Who was I?
I wanted to talk about... Actually, this is going to be my plea for help.
Oh, here we go.
I was going to say, you're the only one who hasn't plead for help.
Wait.
I've got one.
No, we've all asked for stuff before, and I'm asking for some help for any of our listeners that are in Florida. Yes, we did.
Okay.
We sent you a shout-out.
Loaf of bread?
He needs the loaf of bread from Wondar. Here's what I need. Star Wars Weekends is coming up at Walt Disney World soon, and I will not be going. And just like every year, they always have exclusive figures that they only sell during Star Wars weekends. So, anybody that's in Orlando or the Florida area that can get over to Disney World, I don't know if these are only going to be sold in the Star Wars store at MGM or if they're also going to be at Downtown Disney, but there's two exclusives I want. Exclusive number one is the Star Tours boarding set, which we showed you from the Toy Fair videos.
Yes.
Exclusive number two is the holographic Emperor Stitch figure, which is awesome looking.
What?
Yep, holographic Emperor Stitch. I've got a picture I can show you. And
on the podcast, we can show pictures on the podcast.
I'm showing it to Duvall.
Yeah, yeah. It's
he comes in a special collector case, and he's individually numbered because it's for the
1980 Empire Strikes Back.
Yep, it's for the 25th anniversary or 30th anniversary of Empire Strikes Back. So they only made 1,980 of this figure because the movie came out in 1980. See how that works? So if anybody can get me that Stitch and can get me that Star Tours boarding set at cost plus shipping, hit me up at PixelDan at PopCultureNetwork.com. I really want these figures, and I cannot get the Ford.
I'm glad you said that, because I would say, I can get those. There's a little place called eBay. Wait, eBay.
Do you know how much those are going to be on eBay? I'm not paying you.
A lot? If they're going to be a lot, then I think I need to take a trip down there and buy a bunch of them.
Okay. Well, if you're going to do that, you can pick me up a set.
No. This is for selling.
Oh, you won't just pick me up a set. Okay.
Well, you don't need it.
Oh, I don't. Okay.
You got enough toys.
Good call. So if anybody, help me out, guys. I know there's a lot of you that live in that area that can just make, you know, a regular lunch trip over to the park. You lucky jerks.
Yes, a lunch trip is something everyone does on their lunch hour.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I'm just
going
to run to the park.
Disneyland? Oh, yeah, it's not busy at all.
Oh, come on, dude. No. Those guys do that all the time. They're like, oh, downtown Disney? Right down the street. I'll just go over there and buy some stuff. People do that all the time.
Yeah, it's my cool. apartment.
Cool.
Yeah. I walk right out to the
park. If I lived over there, I'd do that. I'd be like, oh, it's the lunch break. I'm going to go ride the Tower of Terror. That's what I do.
Yeah, because you're going to buy entry to go on a ride.
No, they'll have an annual
season pass.
Yeah, if they live down there, they have an annual pass that costs them like $5. Kidding me?
Oh, really?
Is
that
that's how it works.
Oh, I'm
that's $400. It's confirmed.
It's confirmed. $5.
If you use coupon code Mickey is a big dog.
Wow. Mickey is a big.
Was that dog or dung?
Dog. D-A-W-G.
Dog.
Like
little pitchy dog, right?
yip. Okay, all right. Well, let's go ahead and take a short break, and we'll be right back with some more
Is that
toy
like a
talk.
Short bus break?
No, just a
meh,
short
break. Potato.
No, guys. Yeah. No, just a break. Just a break.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we'll be back.
Break yourself.
Que pasa, compadres? You are listening to the planet's most primo podcast, It Figures. My name is Sween Hollick, and if you're into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, have I got a column for you. Go over to PopCultureNetwork.com and take a look at Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk, where each and every week we meander down memory lane as I review classic figures from the original Playmates Ninja Turtle toy line. Whether you're a longtime follower of the Fab Four or just getting into the Green Teens, I don't think you'll be disappointed. That's Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk, and you can only find it at PopCultureNetwork.com.
Hey guys, and we're back!
We're back!
See, I did it again. Right on you.
You're a jerk.
You're just too slow.
Jerk is not allowed on this podcast.
Were you playing like cell phone games while you're talking or something?
Hey, check out his email.
I'm on the internet because I can't live without the internet.
Why can't you let it go? You're like away from your laptop and you're like, I'm going to pull up my phone and surf the internet.
Because I'm listening to you guys talk. I got to find some way to entertain myself.
Jesus.
It's not this show entertains anybody.
Hold on. You showed up
to technology.
You showed up to steal my introductions.
Yes.
And then play on the internet while we're actually talking.
Right. I didn't want to be on the podcast. Good. I just want to make you feel bad.
Good. You're a computer cripple.
I'm glad.
Cripple?
Yeah. You can't live without it.
Oh.
I'm glad we invited you.
I don't think that's quite the term.
No. That's right. It's confirmed.
I think that one's plausible.
It's on Wiki.
But not
Wiki.
It's on Wiki. Yeah, it's on Wiki.
It's on Wiki.
You find me that Wikipedia
page.
It's
called Computer Crippled, and it shows you
cell phone. If it's not on Wiki, it'll be a Wiki page in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, where's the Pop Culture Network Wiki?
Hey, somebody needs to go make that. That'd be awesome.
Oh, good.
It'll just get shut down.
Yeah.
They'll be like, these guys aren't popular enough for this. They'll just turn it off.
You can make your own Wiki.
We'll constantly update it to say weird and random things, like totally not true statements, like we always say.
That sounds good to me.
And then Killen got in a fist fight with Obama.
Whoa, you can't say that word.
Oh, fist fight, sorry.
No.
He got
Obama, you can't say that word.
Knuckle sandwich shuffle.
The knuckle sandwich shuffle. Oh my god.
Obama Nation! Is that like the Cena Nation?
Yes.
What happened?
What? I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, we've still been posting toy footage.
Oh my god! Yeah, I'm still behind.
We posted up a bunch of videos over the weekend, and I've got a couple more left to do.
Yeah,
I've got a couple more to do.
We're still catching up, but we're almost through it. Yeah. We almost got through it all.
What's left?
We are so late. This should have been done like a week ago.
Hey, no, we're not the only ones.
We can stretch
the entire internet is still posting news from Toy Fair. We're fine. Yeah. We've been posting stuff all week long. We're good.
I'm going to have to do that tonight.
Figures.com used to milk Toy Fair and San Diego Comic-Con for like 3 months afterwards.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I mean, all the sites. I've checked every day, and the sites are still posting news. So we're not really behind. We're posting lots of stuff.
Troll.
Yes, I'm a troll. I check to see what everybody's doing.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that movie. That movie was awesome. Don't stab me in the neck with your ring and turn me into a cocaine.
We still got NECA cocaine? Stuff.
What?
Sorry.
I don't know what's happening. NECA? We still got NECA stuff to talk about. We still have your puppet guys that you liked. We didn't have anything for them.
Well, until they provide something, we got nothing for them.
We didn't take
that,
any.
That was just pre-shot. Footage. That was
footage.
That was footage in case later down the road.
Jack's Pacific.
No.
Jack's.
There's no Jack's.
Not Jack's. Jazzwares.
Jazzwares.
Jazzwares I still have left to do.
They do Sonic stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Sonic stuff.
So you mean you're going to take all the raw footage?
The A-team.
You mean you're taking the raw footage and doing something with it?
Yeah. You've been posting raw footage, and me and Duvall have actually been putting together news videos.
Oh, work into it.
You know what's easy? Raw footage.
Well, that's cool, though, because people still want to look at that.
And plus, you get to hear all the people talking and the crazy stuff in the background.
Like we don't actually like your toys.
Yeah. You can hear Duvall talking. It's hilarious.
Oh, in the Mezco video? Great.
Yeah.
It is. It's there. It's great.
Yeah. Way to go, Duvall. We hate your toys, by the way.
I just told him I wasn't a fan.
Your stuff's stupid.
That's not how it plays out. It's more like, yeah, we were talking. We're not big fans of your toys. That's what he said. And he's like, get out. You're like, ha-ha-ha. No, but really.
This is how we make contacts. We insult their product.
Hey, what you making there? Toys look ugly. Can we have something?
I wish I could have heard the NECA guy.
Nah, he just didn't seem interested. I don't know what it
is. I know, but I wish you would have shot his face.
He joined our Twitter feed, though.
Yeah, Randy Falk. He just started following us on Twitter.
I thought it was a football player.
So did CWLP, which is really weird.
Yeah, City Water Light
City
and Power.
City Water Light and Power Strange. Is a fan Strange. Of our Twitter page.
Strange.
That new toy's
well, it was probably their tech guy.
Hey, can you help me with my bill? can we work something out? I'll let you come on the podcast.
So, I wanted to talk about this because this is hysterical, and I showed this to Killen and Dirt right before we started recording. But we've been posting a lot of our Toy Fair stuff on YouTube also, which, you know, we always cross-post to YouTube. And that's where all the fun people are, you know,
because
you always get the 12-year-olds posting comments every now and then. I mean, for the most part, I think we've been pretty lucky because we usually have really good comments on our stuff. But every now and then you always get that one jerk that's going to say something stupid, and it's just like, yeah, whatever.
Those are my favorite.
Most of the time they're hysterical.
Is this my Biff Bang Pal
buddy? So this is the guy who decided to attack Duvall today.
Okay.
Or the other day. I'm going to pull that up. So
yeah,
can
let me
we
set
can't
this.
Even say it all because we got
to
bleep
it. No, we're not going to say it word for word.
Let me set this up for you, though. I did a video last week for Biff Bang Pow and MC Toys. And in it, I showed off the Twilight Zone figures. And while recording, I tried to say Twilight Zone show and didn't catch myself and didn't catch it when I put it together. But I said Twilight Zone, so it didn't come out right. But it was pretty obvious what you were looking at.
Is that exactly the way it happened? Because the way it worded this guy, he basically said, you hate toys. You destroyed Christmas, you might have stabbed a guy.
So this guy, first of all, posted four comments back-to-back, and then also started responding to other people that were talking about his comments. I can't even say most of what he's saying, because it's nothing but curse words and really bad grammar.
Wait, no, let's just do word substitution.
What's the name of the video? Go to YouTube and search the name of the video so you can find this post.
It's Toy Fair.
Toy Fair 2010, Biff Bang Pow, EMCE Toys.
Make sure you do Biff Bang Pow.
It's all one
word. Not spaces. We figured that out.
And, okay, here we go. Let's go back down.
Let's just say cookie instead of the F word.
Okay. Cookie. It's Twilight Zone, you stupid cookie. Not Twilight Cookie. And that gay Brownie, Pixel Dan, suck, you never get poop right, and you love everything. You guys are a bunch of cookie poser losers, and always contradict yourself when you do reviews. I can't wait till my friend gets his side up and running, and he's going to show you two poop sniffers how to do poop right. Feel sorry for your cookie wives who got to deal with and be with a couple of...
You can say ball lickers.
Sopped. I think that's supposed to be stopped. Sopped doing reviews. You suck, big fat donkey.
Richards.
Richards. Okay, so that's post number one.
So I think it would be much better if we just cussed, because that's that's not nearly as funny.
Okay, no. I bet they're cracking up every time I say cookie. Come on now. All right, so right after that, he posts, I hope someone sees you two fudge packers next year at Toy Fair and punches your cookie douchebag faces. You never know, someone might just take a special trip to do that. So
yes.
Now that's a threat.
That's a threat.
Well, that's great. I'm glad he didn't realize that Kellen was there, too.
Okay, all right.
It's all
yeah, it's not like we have an ex-Marine.
Yeah. I was saying, that's okay. He can punch you guys. I'll laugh.
So then his next
Wait, did he attack somebody? Well, he punched a ball.
Yeah, all right. Did he attack someone that matters?
So then his next post says, you guys claim to be pop culture experts, and you don't know Cookie Poop. That Twilight series show, Cookie You Guys, don't even know the Twilight Zone. What the cookie you guys are gay? Who gave birth to you two? Oh my god.
Taco Muscles.
Taco Muscles, anyway. Well, when you see those two... whatever.
Female dogs.
When you see those two female dogs, who did, please slap those tacos for me. Okay.
Wow, so, you can use that word. That's a TV-friendly word.
They attacked our mothers.
He keeps... Yeah, dude. Okay, so then finally some people start defending us.
Which is what our fans usually do.
Okay, so the first guy says, wow, nerd rage much? Toy collecting is apparently serious business, which cracks me up, because that's one of my favorite things to say. And then that dude immediately responds and says, listen, mind your own cookie business, or I will cookie your poop up. So then he wants to fight that guy now.
Yeah, that doesn't read back very well. You definitely got to log into it. Look at the
YouTube. Yeah, you got to read this guy's stuff. It's hilarious. Okay, so...
I want to read this one.
Okay.
Kind of hard to mind our blankety-blank business when you post your business on here, so respond with a profanity-laced tirade about how you're going to mess me up and all that garbage, because so far that's pretty much what your comments have been, and it's starting to stink. Relax. Okay, and then this guy replies back, well...
No, that's this other guy still.
Oh, okay.
Lol, I'm so terrified. I think you need a heavy dose of morphine to help you calm down. And then some guy named Dirtman says, this is why 12-year-olds shouldn't get on the internet without parental support.
Yo, that's a good comment from a guy.
All right, so this guy, this awesome fan, has decided that he wants to fight us.
Yes.
And that he's got a friend who's apparently going to start a website that's going to do better reviews than us. And he talked about our wives, and he talked about our mothers. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to ignore this guy, but you guys aren't going to ignore this guy.
No.
His name is James Gotti. J-A-M-E-S-G-O-T-T-I. All one word. That's his YouTube username.
Does he have any videos?
No, he doesn't. I don't know. He's got a page.
I'm going there now.
He's got one comment on his page, and they're just calling him a jerk or something.
Oh, great.
So you guys...
It's...
Oh, he doesn't have any videos.
Uh-uh.
He's got one channel comment that says dick.
And he's been on since August 30th, 2007.
So, you guys are going to go find this guy. James Gotti. You find Gotti. His username. Gotti. Gotti. Gotti.
He's a mafia guy.
Oh, Gotti. James Gotti. Okay, got it. We'll find this guy.
Canada.
You're going to find this guy on YouTube, and you guys are going to attack him on his profile. And you guys are going to send him emails. And you're going to go post comments to his comments on our video. You're going to do whatever you guys want. We don't care. We don't care what you're doing. We're not going to do anything. You guys do whatever you want to.
And it says this guy's 32 years old. I'm guessing he has no friends.
We think
it's a very sheltered life.
We think it could be
from
a lot of
Canada,
fun.
Canada, though, man. Canada people are nice. That's really bizarre.
Not this guy. He's not nice.
He must be from the United States.
Yeah.
So
he just moved to Canada for the free health care.
We're not going to tell you guys what you can and can't do. That's all we're saying.
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get on there and post a bunch of, hi, you're gay.
That is so effective.
So how about them, guys? We're not going to do anything, and we'll go on record and say we didn't do anything. But if you guys want to have at them,
hey,
whatever, we can't stop you.
All we did was tell you that great story.
Yep, that's all we did. So have fun, guys. That would just give you guys something to do tomorrow.
Oh, maybe that should be the prize giveaway.
The prize, yeah. Whoa,
wow.
We can't promote that.
No,
we
can't. Hasbro
would not be
happy with
us. We have to send that to Hasbro, and if they're like, oh, good, they're using our product to attack some random guy on YouTube. Yeah, good idea.
What if Killen sponsors a gift? A prize?
Well, there you go. We can do that.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Okay.
That'd
well,
be fun. What can we give away?
All right. Mm. Well, we can decide. We'll let them see what they're doing first. We'll just say that we're going to give somebody a prize.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll let you guys attack them to see how bad it gets. If it continues to blow up, we'll make a contest of it and provide a gift or prizes to all you guys for just doing nothing more than trashing this dude's channel.
Yes.
We're promoting hate on YouTube, and we'll give you a reward for it. So you know what?
Good.
Well, it's gonna, be a
this
dick
is gonna
day.
End well.
This is going to end well.
I know. I can't wait.
This is Pop Culture Network's Be a Dick Day.
That's right.
Jesus.
Well, you can win prizes and gifts.
I love it.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and get off this subject before we get ourselves
in trouble.
Into more trouble.
How can we be in trouble?
Somebody's going to get mad at us.
No.
Somebody important is going to listen to this.
Hey, Bob at Mattel, I don't think it's a good idea that we work with these
guys. Yeah, exactly. Anymore. Exactly.
Nah.
We got to watch ourselves. Anyway, let's go ahead and change the subject to something else we were just talking about. Hasbro actually sent us a couple toys.
Oh, yeah.
For a giveaway. So we're going to have a new toy giveaway here pretty soon. I'm going to be putting up a video real soon that's going to explain what you got to do to win. It's a cool prize. It's nothing along the lines of our...
Here's a hint.
Okay, here's our hint.
No, that's enough. That's enough.
Do one more.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. They'll never guess. We have two that we're going to be giving away. So look for a video pretty soon.
My Little Pony?
We'll make it a fun little contest just for a fun little prize. Hasbro provided us with the product so that we can do a giveaway. So we thought it'd be fun just to do something. So expect that video up this week, hopefully. I just got to get it put together and up there so we can start this contest. So yeah, there you go. You guys have been asking about a new contest. We got a new one coming.
Yay.
Sweet.
Woo.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. The Transformers one was the last one we did. So, and that was a lot bigger than this one. I'm not going to lie to you guys. This isn't like a big miraculous prize or anything, but it's still fun.
And it's actually the Pop Culture Network's first prize giveaway.
Yes, it is. The Pop Culture Network's first giveaway.
So and this is just a test market, and I promise you we'll get bigger and better gifts and prizes. This is just a random thing we got, so we're going to give it away.
Yep, we're going to test the waters with this one. So, yeah, look for that this week. It'll be fun.
Cool.
All right, I don't think we got anything else.
No.
What? Anybody else want to bring anything else up today? What do you got, Kalen?
If you go to the forum boards on Pop Culture Network, I'm currently trying to place another NECA order for NECA products. I'm kind of lost of what to order anymore from NECA. They have so many great products, but I really need to know what people are actually willing to buy. I know the Big Daddy figures have been selling out. Every time we get them, we sell the case right away.
Yeah, like in a day.
And I'm looking at getting some Mickey Mouse robots that NECA produce, which I never even seen.
They're pretty sweet looking.
So we're going to get those. And I need you guys to go to the forum, into the store board, and look. There's a link provided to NECA's website, and you can look through all their toys and products and accessories and apparel, whatever, and then just leave a post on it that says, hey, you should order this or you should order that, and then that'll help me make some decisions. We'll get that stuff on our store. Whether or not you buy it doesn't matter. Just I need to know what you would buy.
Sweet.
It's test market.
There we go. Yeah. You decide what we carry at the store. That's pretty cool. Awesome. All right. Well, guys, don't forget there's links to the store on the front page of PopCultureNetwork.com. So if you guys are in the market for some new video games or some video game accessories or toys, collectibles, CDs, movies, comic books, we carry it all right here at the Pop Culture Network store.
My love.
You don't want that.
Oh.
That's overpriced and unfulfilling.
Oh, wow. Ouch. Anyway. The Vol's pride takes another hit. It's
kind of like vending machine coffee.
Wow.
It's good at first, and then it just gives you the shits.
All right. Okay. So store on the front page of the site. Stay tuned this Saturday for a new episode of That New Toy Smell, featuring the coolest movie-based action figures from the coolest movie of all time.
I love that movie.
Yep, you guys will find out this weekend. And as always, lots of other cool stuff on the site. Lots of ghoul stuff if it's around Halloween, but it's not, so we're going to say cool. And
all restaurants are Taco Bell.
What? Oh, you just gave it away.
No one knows what I'm talking about.
Everyone knows.
Until you just said that. So you just gave it away.
How would you not know what that's
about? You just gave it away.
You just gave it away.
By saying that.
Give it away. No.
All right.
Too much tension to be done. All right,
guys. We're done.
Thanks.
We'll see you guys next week. On another issue?
Issue?
We're a comic book now.
Oh, another now you're getting a bunch of bad
posts. This is
hey guys, thanks for listening to our show this week. That's going to wrap it up for us right now, but we'll see you guys again next week in another episode of It Figures here on That New Toy Smell, part of the Pop Culture Network.
See, dirt
how's
ruined.
That? How was
dirt,
that? Dirt see, ruined I just me. Do I just do a bunch of podcasts.
Dirt ruined
just
me.
I don't know how to do it.
Dirt ruined me. I can't do it anymore. He broke me. Pixel Dance.
He'll
break you.
Thumbs down on Dirt Mound.
Hey!